USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats take control of the U.S. House of Representatives today, and one of their first priorities will be an effort to end the government shutdown, which is now in its 13th day, as Congress and President Trump are still deadlocked over a funding bill and the wall that President Trump wants to build on the U.S.-Mexico border. A meeting at the White House yesterday involving congressional leaders provided no breakthroughs. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says,
if he gives in now, that's the end of 2019 in terms of him being an effective president. That's probably the end of his presidency.
U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman has met with the Michigan man who's jailed in Moscow, accused of spying. It was 48-year-old Paul Whelan's first meeting with any American official since the Russians arrested him Friday when he was attending the wedding of a fellow former U.S. Marine. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Hundreds of drugs are going to cost Americans more money with this new year. According to the Wall Street Journal, overall price increases continue to exceed the rate of inflation, even for generic drugs. A new analysis showing more than three dozen pharmaceutical companies have raised prices in the United States effective yesterday. Speaking to reporters during a cabinet meeting yesterday, President Trump said he essentially fired Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. Mattis, in fact, had turned in his resignation after the president announced he was pulling U.S. forces out of Syria. Retired Army General Barry McCaffrey saying that he was disappointed to see President Trump talking disrespectfully about a war hero.
My wife actually cried over this incident to hear a president of the United States talking in such a manner about Jim Mattis, four-star Marine.
He spoke on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We know you've heard this before, but the CDC says you need to take this seriously. It's warning people to take precautions against the flu, as flu season has officially begun, and it's really kicking in several U.S. states. The CDC says the dominant strain this year is the H1N1, the same flu virus that killed 50 million people in the pandemic of 1918. This year, it's still too early to tell if H1N1 will infect a majority of those who get the flu, but a CDC spokesperson says most flu activity so far this season has been driven by H1N1 infections. Well, turning to the skies now, as the first meteor shower of 2019 will be happening from late tonight into the early morning hours of tomorrow. Here's John Clemens with details.
The most ideal viewing conditions will appear across parts of the central to southwestern U.S., and because there will be a new moon, the sky will be darker. Dave Samuel of AccuWeather tells us more.
The shower does radiate from just below the handle of the Big Dipper. The problem is that doesn't rise until late in the evening, so after 10 or 11. It's directly overhead at 2 or 3 in the morning, so that would probably be the best time to check out the shower. You know, do what you can to stay warm out there, as obviously January weather can be quite chilly.
I'm John Clemens.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.